From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi vows to crush a pro-democracy uprising that's sweeping across his country. NPR's Jason Bobian reports on Gaddafi's threatening address to the Libyan people.
Gaddafi yelled, he argued, he thrust his fist in the air and said he will die as a martyr rather than give up power. Gaddafi has run Libya since 1969, and in this televised speech, he denounced the pro-democracy demonstrators who now claim to control the east of the country. He called the protesters rats and said they're high on drugs. The speech comes as key allies in his government announced that they're quitting. Gaddafi accused his opponents of pushing Libya towards a civil war, and the strongman said he won't tolerate that. He declared, "I will fight until the last drop of my blood." Jason Bobian, NPR News, Cairo.
Oil prices are still climbing in reaction to the unrest in Libya. Crude future prices shot up more than 6% today, topping $95 a barrel in New York. Economist Hugh Johnson says that fast spike in oil prices coupled with a decline in stock prices shows that investors are jittery.
The rise in the price of oil, the decline in stock prices, that's really, the investors are sending a message, and they're saying that, look, we're faced with higher oil prices, and that's likely to impact the economy of Europe and the U.S.
Libya is the third largest oil producer in Africa, and concerns are that unrest there could spread to other OPEC countries like Iran. The Dow fell 178 points today. The Nasdaq fell 77, and the S&P lost 27. Asian markets are also extending their losses, falling nearly 2% on Tuesday. A pirate hijacking off the east coast of Africa has left four American sailors dead. NPR's Frank Langfitt says the victims were killed while American warships were shadowing their vessel and tried to negotiate their release.
Gene and Scott Adams' round-the-world voyage to distribute Bibles ended in gunfire in the Indian Ocean. U.S. officials say warships were following the yacht when a pirate fired a rocket-propelled grenade at one of their vessels. Then gunfire erupted on the yacht. When American seamen boarded, they said they found the Adams and two fellow American sailors dead or dying from gunshot wounds. It remained unclear why the pirates, who were widely seen as rational if ruthless businessmen, would kill their only form of leverage. U.S. naval officials insist they had not launched a rescue operation and are still trying to piece together events. Piracy is rampant off the coast of Somalia. Currently, pirates are holding 31 vessels and nearly 700 people, according to the European Union. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Nairobi.
Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel has been elected mayor of Chicago. This is NPR News. Funding of the federal government runs out in 10 days if Congress fails to reach agreement by then on a new spending measure. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the Senate Democratic leader is proposing an extension of current funding to prevent a government shutdown.
Senate Democrats are unwilling to agree to more than $60 billion worth of spending cuts in the resolution the Republican-run House approved over the weekend for the rest of this fiscal year. So Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is proposing a 30-day extension of current funding levels to provide time for the House and Senate to reach agreement on a longer-term measure. But House Speaker John Boehner says even a temporary measure will have to include spending cuts. In a statement, Reid said Boehner should, quote, stop drawing lines in the sand. It would be the height of irresponsibility, Reid added, to shut down the government without any negotiations. Senate Democrats would need the support of at least some Republicans to pass the stopgap measure Reid is proposing. It's not clear whether they have that support. David Wellna, NPR News.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is warning state legislators that failing to pass his austerity package could lead to a crisis. He says as many as 1,500 state workers could be laid off by July if the bill is not approved, and 1,000 more jobs could be cut later. His proposal calls for cuts in state contributions to pension and health care benefits for public employees. It also will restrict collective bargaining for some workers. Democrats opposing the plan are introducing scores of amendments. Rescuers in New Zealand are concentrating on about a dozen buildings in the city of Christchurch that have collapsed or are badly damaged from the earthquake on Tuesday. So far, they've pulled 120 survivors from the rubble.